If you are a parent living with a chronic illness that makes it difficult to maintain a healthy weight, find the energy to keep up with your to-do list, or even just manage your pain while still being the parent your children need, welcome to the Anti-Kale Health Coach Podcast, where you can find real-life action steps toward living with reduced medical costs, more energy, and a life you love. Living with a chronic condition is no joke. Some days it's painful to just get out of bed, let alone function. But if you follow along, you're sure to find realistic and achievable action steps that even you can implement starting today. I'm Carrie Wilson, health and wellness practitioner, and my mission is to help you live a long, quality life in spite of the challenges you face on a daily basis. So if you're ready to start imagining what your life could look like with stacking up those small changes, let's go. Last week, I alluded to the biggest offer I was going to present, and I encouraged you to tune in to Facebook, Instagram on Thursday of last week. And so now it is public. I want you to know about the Live More Method case study offer. What this is my signature coaching program. I typically, I don't even put this on my website. Because I want people to actually talk to me about it and make sure that I'm a good fit for them and they're a good fit for me. Excuse me. With that being said, I want people to experience the opportunity, the benefits of coaching. I can't say enough about having the right people on your support team. And if you will allow me to be one of those people, I am offering 50% off my signature coaching program. The only thing that you do not get is the full body health test, although that is available at a reduced cost if you choose to do this case study program. I am offering this through March 31st, and then I will no longer keep that offer open. I will go back to business as usual. The deal with the case study is you've got to agree to let me use you for marketing. I don't need your face. I don't need identifying information. You'll be client A, B, C, D, etc. I'm super excited. The offer is already half full. So at this point, I would not wait too long. Shoot me an email, carrie@livemorewithcarrie.com. Send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. You can go ahead and book that 15-minute call right from my website, livemorewithcarrie.com. Yeah, do not wait because it's only open for a few more days, and I'm never going to offer this again. It has really opened my eyes to the possibilities. But I think that this is a really good opportunity for people who maybe have been on the fence or financially can't do the entire program all at once. Although there are payment plans if you want to wait. I do offer payment plans for the full program, but for this one, you got to pay in full. But get on the phone with me and let's talk sooner than later. Okay. Now moving on to Tina Warren today. So in the show notes, I alluded to the fact that this episode is special to me for a few reasons. So number one, one of my first guests was Bailey. Well, back then it was Bailey Schubert. Now it's Bailey Makita. She is a local chiropractor to me. In fact, I rent my office from her. And she has been instrumental in my growth as a professional, as a person, as a health and wellness practitioner, and I can't say enough about her. But I think it's also important to kind of look outside of my own little neighborhood and get other perspectives and other things. So Bailey, actually, she specializes with just women and children, big into helping people with fertility. She's got a very niche market there. Tina, on the other hand, is kind of like a chiropractor for all. I've been going to a chiropractor since I was, I think, 5, and I can absolutely feel the benefits when I keep up with my regular treatments versus when I start slacking and I let time go in between, too much time go in between. I talk a lot about like my joint pain. I have my cervical spine, my neck is not curved the way that it should be. It tends to go pretty straight. I also have tongue tie, and this puts a lot of pressure on my upper back to keep my head on top of my body. It just puts extra strain on the muscles. So I definitely feel myself benefiting from chiropractic care as long as I stay on top of it. So there's that. But I like I said, I love talking to people who aren't local. I think it's fun to learn about life outside of the Midwest, outside of Wisconsin. But I think it's also a really nice way to learn how similar we all really are and how small this world really can be. So that kind of leads me into my third reason. And that's that Tina and I, we've never met in person. She's on my bucket list. But we unofficially met, I'm using big fat air quotes here, on a message board back in the early 2000s, and that's where I met Leanne. So if you've been following me at all, you know that Leanne was a very important person in my life who I lost in 2019. And just to have people who knew her and appreciated and loved her still kind of surrounding me, even if it's not physically, like they're still in my world, it means so much to me. I mean, it's been over 20 years with some of these people. Some of them I have met in person, some of them I never have. And this is the beauty of the World Wide Web, right? But I think Tina is so great. She's been a supporter of mine since I went, kind of dove into this whole health and wellness thing on my own. She's done a few of my virtual workshops and given me really incredible feedback. She's doing some really nice work with supplements right now, and I'm curiously following along and learning from her. But I really like her outlook in general on life and health and chiropractic care. So I hope that you will enjoy her as much as I did. It was really fun to talk to her. So about Dr. Tina Warren, she is an Orange Park local, having graduated Orange Park High School in 1989. She attended University of Florida. She studied Greek and Latin language in addition to medical school prerequisites, completing her Bachelor of Arts in 1993. She followed her lifelong dream of becoming a doctor, pursuing her doctorate education at Parker College of Chiropractic in Dallas, Texas, receiving her Doctor of Chiropractic in 1997, and a Bachelor of Science degree in anatomy. She returned home to Florida to be with family and began practicing in 1998. Dr. Warren is concerned with the complete picture of health in her patients and her world, utilizing a variety of techniques to assist patients of all ages in improving wellness. Outside of the office, Dr. Warren has a special interest in environmental concerns and is slowly turning her home into an urban food forest. She has one son, an honor student, and Eagle Scout, as well as a bonus daughter and son, his older siblings. She is trained in so many different protocols. Some of them I actually haven't even heard of, so that's neat. She's cool. So anyway, I don't want to keep rambling. Enjoy Dr. Tina Warren.
Hi, Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. It's Friday when we're recording this anyway. It's been a week, so I'm glad it's over. So usually I start these things off with some sort of icebreaker. And since you are in a totally different state, my icebreaker for you is just going to tell me about your weather. Let me live vicariously through you.
At the moment, it is 68 degrees, according to my vehicle. And it was supposed to go down to 31 tonight. So,
all right. So get a little taste of what we've got.
Right. That is somewhat typical Florida winter.
Yeah. We're all excited.
That's about as cold as
We're all excited because it's going to hit 31 next week.
Oh boy.
Yay. I know. Michigan. Anyway, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for being my guest today. Can you just tell a little bit about who you serve, what you do, who you are?
I am a chiropractor, and I serve everybody from birth to the very end. So I particularly am more of a wellness and general practitioner myself. I have a lot of midwives that refer to me with moms that are pregnant, especially if they have any kind of issues going on, because you know you can't take anything for pain during pregnancy anymore.
Right.
So chiropractic is a wonderful option for that. And I treat babies and children and grown-ups and all the way up to the big guys. We also do a lot of injury stuff in my office. We have another doctor who primarily handles that, but
okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've been dying to have a conversation with you for years and years for many different reasons, but for today, I wanted to talk about the marriage between chiropractic care and chronic conditions, because that's who I serve, are people with blood sugar issues, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, things like that. And I am a firm believer in chiropractic care. My office is inside of a chiropractor's office, so I can see that there's definitely symbiosis there. And so I'm just hoping to get somebody else's perspective on that.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
So the basis of what I do is the fact that every time a joint moves, it sends information to your brain. That's why you can close your eyes and touch your elbow, right? You don't
Sure.
have to think about it. You don't have to trace to it. You know right where it is. Your body is telling your brain where everything is so that your brain can tell everything what it should do next. If you have something that is not moving properly, it is not speaking to your brain the way that it is supposed to. And then your brain doesn't know what to tell everything in that area to do next. So the easy, obvious result of that is that muscles and tendons and ligaments are going to lock up and they're going to tell you about it with muscle spasm and pain. If it stays like that for 6 or 8 weeks, it's going to remodel to that new position. So then any work you get is unremodeling a bad remodel.
Mm-hmm.
If it stays like that for 6 or 8 years, then your body tries to stabilize that segment. Most stable thing you have inside you is bone, so it's going to add bone to the area. So then you have bone spurs, and you've got irritation to the tissue, and you've got inflammation, and inflammation that gets overwhelming gets out into the tissues and causes those to whatever they do. Sometimes they harden, sometimes they disintegrate, sometimes they loosen, and that's your chronic condition.
Okay.
You also have issue that if something isn't moving properly and the brain doesn't know what to tell everything in that area to do next, that whole area is not getting its proper information, and your brain controls everything. So all of the organs and systems and even your immune system don't function as well if everything is not moving the way that it's supposed to.
Perfect. I always somehow end up like completely relating to whatever people are talking about. I don't care if we're talking about bones and muscles or money or whatever it is, but there's always some sort of something I can tie into it. So I just had an MRI on Wednesday, and it showed that I have a bone spur and just all this stuff. And so as you're talking, I'm like, well, yeah, this all makes sense. but I think it would be really cool if you could explain to us how So like I've done the blood sugar 101 episode, and we talk about how blood sugar enters your cells and how your brain needs oxygen and sugar to function. It needs the carbohydrates. But if your brain controls everything, if you're not using your glucose efficiently, how can that affect the rest of your body?
Oh, well, I mean, absolutely. If your delivery systems aren't working properly, and that's whether you're talking about your glucose delivery system or you're talking about your gut-brain axis, which is a huge part of your immune system, you're talking about your body is releasing toxins into your system instead of eliminating them properly, then you've got toxins going around your body trying to take care of in places they shouldn't be. A lot of that is the beginning of autoimmune kind of disorders, which of course are a huge part of chronic disorders. Probably most of our chronic disorders are autoimmune in some way or another. So
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
if your immune system is not functioning correctly, some of that can definitely go back to spinal. A lot of our inflammation problems go back to what goes into our mouth. So that's another thing that I actually work with patients a lot is how to reduce inflammation. So that's, of course, the whole picture of health, which is a huge part of chiropractic. It's not just about, what's going on at the spine or extremities or wherever else you're working on, but also how is everything functioning and why.
Right. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned autoimmune diseases, and I don't know how long have you been a chiropractor?
I graduated in 1997. Oh, 27 years? Yeah.
So, a long time.
How long?
Have you noticed, maybe it's just me, but have you noticed an uptick in type 1 diabetics being diagnosed later in life as an autoimmune rather than like the juvenile diabetes it used to be called?
I mean, I see both. I definitely see a lot of type 2 diabetes. It's a super common, because I always check on what medications anybody's taking, not to prescribe or unprescribe, but just for records. And there's a lot of people that are on one, two, even three diabetes medications. So yeah, super common. So we definitely have an epidemic of that. I think a lot of that has to do with our food supply and our nutritional education.
Well, what about type 1 diabetes being diagnosed later in life? Have you noticed a lot of cases like that?
I can't say that I have, but it's not something I'm diagnosing, so
That makes sense.
right.
I'm asking because I can think of at least a handful of people who were diagnosed, in their 30s or 40s with type 1 diabetes because they had symptoms of other things. And then other autoimmune diseases come up and I'm fascinated by that, and I'm curious to see where the science goes with that. But
They definitely do tend to run together. Often, if you have one autoimmune disorder, you have to really watch because others will develop. And diabetes is a big one. But I don't know that I've seen it as a type one, but I don't, like I said, I'm not diagnosing. That would be definitely something you would deal with an internist or an endocrinologist about, but.
As far as chronic illnesses go in your personal experience in your office and your clients, what if you had to put a number on it, like the percentage of clients that you or patients, whatever you call them, what do you think the percentage is of your patients who have some sort of chronic condition?
Oh my goodness. I would say it's at least 50%, if not more. And I mean, chronic, whether it be, a chronic low back issue or like an autoimmune disorder. So.
Is there ever a time where somebody comes to you and you refer them elsewhere because you don't feel like you can help them, or do you feel like chiropractic is for everyone?
So I think in the 27 years that I've been practicing, I've probably not thought I could help two or three people. There are people that I have referred to other chiropractors who have different specialties than I do, particularly chiropractic neurology.
Okay.
And sometimes kids with autism and ADHD, there are chiropractors who do some therapies that I don't, and they're fantastic for those kids, so I refer to them. I'm lucky we have some fantastic chiropractors in my town, so it's easy for me to say, you want to talk to this person, and you want to talk to this person, and refer them.
That's really cool.
I love what I do, and I definitely think I do great things for the right people, but sometimes people need more than even what I know. So,
yeah. And that's really cool that you have that community of chiropractors who you know that you can rely on yourself. So
absolutely. Yeah. We also have physical therapy in my office. So a lot of patients do physical therapy.
Okay.
And I've referred to them for, like, not mine in particular, but physical therapy in general for years. I think they're super valuable.
For sure.
And acupuncture. And
yeah. So you mentioned kiddos, and a lot of my clients, I would say probably 98% of them, have children still living in their home. And so having that chronic condition really exacerbates that parenting need. Funny enough, you and I met online in a parenting group. So we both know how this goes to be parents. But as far as the parenting thing, like, I know the chiropractor that I rent my office from, she struggles with the commitment from her patients to keep coming because things come up, kids get sick. I had to reschedule this podcast interview because we had a snow day and I had a house full of kids. How do you keep your patients motivated to keep coming and keep doing their treatments?
So we're pretty easy in my office. We're easy to reschedule, we're easy to change times, we're easy to just walk in if you need to. So, I mean, we stay pretty busy without being pushy about any of that.
Sure.
So, and basically, the mommy groups in our town and the neighborhood groups will remind people on a regular basis, this is stuff you're complaining about, you need to go see your chiropractor. So, I mean, it's beautiful that way. We
yeah.
do some free calls and say, hey, how you doing? Just checking on you, you
yeah.
know? And so
okay.
sometimes I'll remind people if they've fallen off and haven't made new appointments. But one thing that I've always done is if somebody is more of an every now and then instead of, you know, on a schedule, then I say, you know, make an appointment. Then you know you have one. Then you don't forget to call. Then you don't get caught up and not take care of you. And that's the biggest thing, is you have to take care of you. If you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of everybody else.
Yeah, I think that's what I was getting at when I'm having a hard time with words today.
You're doing great. I try and teach
yeah.
people, and sometimes it takes a few episodes of coming in and feeling better and then forgetting and then not feeling good and then coming in and feeling better and functioning better.
Yeah.
And so people want to do that on a more regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And I think once they get to know you and get to trust that this is actually going to do something for them, I think that helps keep that mentality of, yes, this is good for me. This is part of my healthcare routine, et cetera, et cetera. How do kids benefit from chiropractic care, says the person who's been going since she was 5?
Same thing, you know, from the moment, well, from, holy cow, long before birth, your nervous system controls everything. So if it's not working right, if things aren't speaking to your brain correctly, then there's disorganization and things don't work properly. And with kids, if things don't work properly, things don't grow properly.
Mm.
So then you can create long-term issues because something wasn't moving right. So...
Yeah.
And so we have, if I have a kid who has, like, particularly significant issues with that kind of stuff, there are people I send them to because, again, they've studied that much more in depth than I have.
Okay.
So kids love it, and they respond quickly. Mm-hmm. I love the babies. I can do a few adjustments, and they're golden. Like, bring them back to me when they hit a milestone, or if they have an issue, or if you have a fall or something crazy. You know, they seem to be not hitting a milestone like you think they should.
Sure.
Well, bring them in, let's talk about it.
Yeah. My do-over baby, who's going to be 6 soon, she was having some digestive issues, just, you know, constipation and stuff. And I mean, one good adjustment and that kid was, she was a professional pooper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about chiropractic care in kids. I had another kid who has severe ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder, and chiropractic care was absolutely a lifesaver for both them and myself.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know that you are in love with nutrition and supplements and all of those things. Do you recommend supplements like across the board that everybody should be taking, or do you do more of an individualized approach?
So a little more individualized, and I do some like problem specific. I also am of the idea that there's, unless it's life-saving, there's probably not anything you have to take on a daily basis.
Mm.
But most days is good, kind of like exercise. Most days is good. Most of us probably need a good multivitamin. I have a great one for adults. For kids, you can put it like in a smoothie, but you know, right now it comes in 7 capsules. So for a kid, it's probably a bit much.
Yeah.
But also we have some for immune improvement and for sleep and for brain enhancement that are oral strips. Oh, and anti-aging. That's a new one. So
you perked up a little bit with that one.
Oh no. Yeah. So like I started taking this, I don't know, a week and a half or so ago. And like it's already smoothing out. I don't have a lot of lines, thank goodness. Thank you, Mom. but it's smoothing out some of the ones that are there. So I'm pretty happy with that. It actually increases your own collagen production, which would probably help with long-term chronic stuff too, because, you know, collagen in all of our tissues helps keep it supple. So
nice.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, like, I definitely do a little more problem specific for most stuff, but most of us need some better general nutrition, whether that's supplements or better food.
Right. So. Yeah. I was just talking with another practitioner the other day, and we were talking about supplements and how people spend all this money on supplements, and maybe they don't even know why they're taking it. Somebody just said, hey, you should try this one, or you should try this one. And we talked about absorption and how sometimes your gut lining isn't the healthiest. And so you're not even absorbing what you're taking. And that's just a huge waste of money. But yeah, if you can get that individualized approach and see what people really need and how they can actually absorb what you're recommending.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
it makes a huge difference.
Moving more towards some of the absorption technologies, like the nanoparticle technologies, the liposomes, and the med delivery, which is it's actually a medication delivery system, but you can use it with supplements, and that the oral strips that the company I represent,
mm-hmm.
that it's about the brain, like it is instantaneous absorption. You're looking at 85%+ absorption of your nutrients, and they're also microscopic amounts because you don't eat a lot. So you're not taking huge piles of stuff. You're taking a little strip. So
like a little Listerine strip or something?
It is, yeah.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like, and actually, yeah, so the Clarity, the brain one, and the Dream sleep one taste like a Listerine strip. They're pepperminty. Oh. So yep. And then we have one that tastes like chocolate and one that tastes like grape. So
interesting.
Right. They're fantastic. The delivery systems on these Same with the multivitamin, and we have an anti-inflammatory with a pain reliever that's, again, all natural. So turmeric and PEA and some other awesome substances. So, yeah, delivery, I'm all about the delivery. You've got to be using it. Otherwise, you're flushing it, and what good is that?
Exactly. Yep. All right. Well, if you had any sort of just overall grounding advice for people who maybe have never seen a chiropractor or are just kind of chiropractor curious, I just made that up. you know, what would you tell somebody?
I would say ask around your friends and family and neighbors and see who they love. And don't be afraid to, you know, have a conversation. And if that person doesn't feel right to you or something about the office doesn't feel right, find somebody else. There's lots of different options. We all do things a little bit differently. So something that may work well for you might not work as well for somebody else. It's out there. There's somebody out there who can likely help you.
Thank you.
So, absolutely.
Are there any red flags we should be looking for?
As a consumer?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, not really. I know what people come to me and say, like, they don't love somebody that does a big treatment plan, but sometimes those big treatment plans help people to be more compliant, and like the docs in our town that do it, they're great. And that's what people come and tell me, oh, they did great adjustments. I just don't want to buy another treatment plan. But it's about what works for you. I just finished doing physical therapy where I bought a big treatment plan. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you have to do what works for you and what makes you do things that you need to do the way that you want them done. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you don't have a good feeling about somebody or somewhere, then listen to that. But, you know, if you ask around and you ask for referrals, if, you know, you've got neighborhood groups on Facebook and you have next door and you have, you know, friends and family. And if you get a couple good recommendations from somebody, you can pretty much bet you found a good person.
I like that.
But you definitely be doing a good exam. I don't care where you go, even the joint. They generally do a decent exam to start with. If they're not doing an exam, you don't want them to jump you up on the table and adjust you, because you have to know what you're getting into. But that would be the only red flag I would say. If they're not doing a good history and exam, then you probably want to go somewhere else pretty quickly.
Okay. I really appreciate that, because being part of a chiropractor's office at this point, I'm starting to hear a lot of different opinions about chiropractors. And I mean, I've always heard, you know, I don't believe in chiropractors, or, you know, whatever. You guys exist. I don't know how you don't believe in them. You exist. but,
right.
You know, you start hearing like, well, this person doesn't do x-rays, or this person does do x-rays, or this person uses the activator, but this person doesn't. I think you're absolutely right. It really does come down to personal preference and what makes you feel good. So.
Right. Well, I can do x-rays. We actually have x-ray on site, but I don't for everybody, in part because I don't feel like everybody needs it. Most of the time you're going to respond the same, whether I see your x-ray or not. Most of the time I have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to see from doing a really good exam. Sometimes I'm surprised. But also, the standard of care based on what insurance says and what really is considered the standard of care is that you do 6 weeks of conservative treatment unless there are a huge red flag. So if in 6 weeks, really for me, if in a month you're not getting a whole lot of improvement, I'm going to send you either, we're going to do x-rays, or I'm going to send you out to somebody else, because you should be getting improvement. Usually within the first few adjustments, almost always between 5 and 10 adjustments, people are going to start to notice differences, and sometimes big differences in that time frame, depending. Now, if it's been going on a really, really long time, you had a major injury, you have, you know, serious complications, it might take a little bit longer. But generally you're going to start to see something. And if you don't, then it's time to look somewhere else. So x-rays aren't necessarily a thing. You know, there are docs who do only activator who get great results. I use 6 or 8 different techniques, including activator. I think I get great results. So,
Yeah. Well, Tina, you just answered my last question, so that's great. Thank you. I was going to ask you how long before you should start seeing results. So
there we go.
Yeah.
Sometimes the first visit. And sometimes the first visit is really dramatic, and then the next ones aren't, because you don't need as much after we've gotten a good correction on something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's slow and steady, and that's okay too.
Well, I really appreciate the time you took today. I know that you're busy and you've got things going on, but thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. So good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
I know your time and energy are valuable, so I thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful for you at all, please go ahead and subscribe, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening, and share it with at least one person who you feel could benefit.